Can you get off the propane heating oil grid? We're visiting today with Scott Sanford, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Scott, how can people determine if a switch to wood heat is practical?
The best thing to do is to take advantage of a free feasibility study we offer to look at the pros and cons.
And how do people get a hold of the feasibility study?
Well, they can go to our website, which is wisconsinwoodenergy.org. So if you Google Wisconsin Wood Energy, it should take you right to the website.
What do people get with the analysis?
Well, to do the analysis, we need to know, you know, what your current energy cost is, what your building is like, how is it used. So we need to know, you know, how much energy you're using, and then we kind of size it up to what type of device would be the most economical and what wood supply is around, too.
Scott, what kinds of buildings and businesses does this apply to?
It can be residential, it could be a small business, any rural business that doesn't have access to natural gas, basically.
Scott, if someone wants to do the feasibility study, how does it work?
A lot of it's basically done over email or phone conversation. We don't necessarily have to come out and look at your facility. It's not a lot of time commitment. We're basically just gathering basic information to do kind of a back of the envelope, does this make sense or not? You know, the other thing, we've got a dip in propane prices, but we know it's not going to stay there. So right now is a good time to kind of look at that so you figure out when the break-even point comes. So maybe today it doesn't make sense to switch to wood, but if you do the feasibility study, you'll know when it makes sense to do it.
And Scott, describe for us what you mean by a switch to wood. Are you talking about cordwood, or is this something else altogether?
Typically, we're not looking at cordwood. It depends on the customer and what they want to do. We're going to probably steer more toward wood pellets or wood chips.
Scott, let's talk a minute about the furnaces. Describe those furnaces, wood-burning furnaces, that a business may look at.
The new ones are what we call gasifiers. This gas, it comes off of wood burning and then burns it in a separate chamber. Most of the time we're talking a wood pellet, and they're going to be metered into the firebox based on the load or demand of heat needed.
Scott, are these wood burning furnace systems, boiler systems, fairly automatic anymore?
Yes. You'll have a thermostat on them. You basically load the bin and it may go a month before you have to really look at it. They fire at the rate that the heat's demanded.
And Scott, if people are interested, where do they get more information?
They can go to our website, wisconsinwoodenergy.org. On there, you'll find presentations on a whole host of things under the Learning tab.
We've been visiting with Scott Sanford, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.